Hi, you guys. Nice to be with you again. This is Richard Sachs from Lost Arts Radio. This is kind of an unusual news review that we do once a week, just for an hour. And I think it turned out to be a good idea, because even though we can't go through, you know, quite every detail of all the events in the world for the last week in 1 hour, we can give a little bit different perspective on some of them and implications and meanings of what's happening, commentary on that sort of thing. And I have to do, you know, just a notice that when I look at these things with you, we're going to talk about what some of what's really going on. So I don't want anybody to get despairing and jump off your desk or table chair or anything. Remain calm, or remain however you're remaining, and don't get real upset by it, because if you get really upset, first of all, you're going to tend to not want to look at what's going on, and that's going to skew your understanding and reduce it, and that reduces your ability to really do anything constructive about it, which is the whole point, because if it wasn't going to impact your decisions and your actions, I can't think of any reason to even know what's going on in the world. So we're only looking at it based on what we can learn from it and how it can impact what we decide to do. So with that in mind, looking quickly across the world this week, especially in the U.S., because that's where we're broadcasting from, it's not like all the problems changed, okay? The details change, as you know, but the major issues stay pretty much the same. It's a big struggle between light and dark, as we talked about before, and the same problems and threats to the survival of humanity and everybody's well-being continue. And they continue to endanger our survival. And new circumstances and personalities are always coming up and changing that way. But the same basic issues are remaining. And I would, excuse me, I would agree with those who say that it's all our fault. You know, it's man-made, everything from the weather to the use of energy to racism and sexism and everything bad about our attitudes. I would say this stuff is all man-made. They're right. I even agree that the weather disruption, climate disruption, is man-made. And if it's whatever direction it's going into, colder or warmer or just weirder and more extreme, yeah, it is man-made. But I don't think it's man-made primarily because of what you're doing or what I'm doing. It's orchestrated very carefully, not only weather issues, but all these other major issues in the world are pretty much there because they're designed to be there. And there's a very small cartel of rulers in charge that are making sure they are there, and they get worse and worse. And they're not doing that at random or because they can't figure out the right science to make things work right, or because they're disorganized, or, you know, as when I've talked to people before about the conspiracy aspect of what's going on in the world, people say, well, that's ridiculous. Congress can't even get organized to decide anything. Well, Congress is not the ones making the decisions on anything in any country. I mean, they're making them on that level, but far above the visible elected leaders is a whole other level of control. And that one is very tightly organized, coordinated beyond the imagination of even most conspiracy theory people. And it really has been in charge of most of what's going on this planet for a long time, now all over the world. So the global rulers, we can call them, are creating these problems that are ongoing, and they're meant to cause chaos and destruction and death. And then you've got, so that's man-made, right? Man and woman. And then the population, the whole rest of the world, is going along with it because they're hypnotized, and part of the program is to keep us unaware of what's going on so that we won't resist it. There will be no dissent. And some people realize there has been a desire of dictators and world rulers for complete control over society for a long time. But that's not the top level. At the top level, they look below them and control the dictators and the rulers and the people in government and the elected officials and the corporate officials and all that. And their goal is not money. It's destruction for its own sake. You can call it satanic, but it really doesn't matter what word you use. They're actually worshiping evil for its own sake, not for money, not for corporate power. Those are just intermediate levels that are used and motivated by money and power to do the bidding of the ones at the higher levels. So those of us in the general population are manipulated and hypnotized to have a lot of anger and fear and confusion and dependence and feel like we're weak and helpless and that we need to make all decisions based on what the experts tell us is right, and to mostly hate each other and fear each other. And all of that keeps us unaware of what the rulers are doing so that we stay out of their way until they finish the destruction. I think that we only have 1 hour, right? So I'm trying to boil it down really quick to the basics. So with that combination of things in effect, with the global rulers after the top level global rulers intending total destruction, which decades and decades of investigation and digging into this have convinced me that that's absolutely true. So, and the public hypnotized to be the victims that they're supposed to be, to play their part. The result is that the things we see, these various, what do we call issues, right? Like the toxic spraying, the chemtrail spraying that you're not supposed to believe in, geoengineering, if you want to sound really impressive and scientific, which, of course, doesn't really matter because the scientists that we're trying to impress, they don't make any of the decisions anyway. They're just actors, basically. Just like the weathermen are actors now, reading off a script. And it, from what I've heard, even the weathermen have signed non-disclosure orders about what's really going on, even in the weather reporting. So the toxic spraying keeps going unopposed by any government, which is really interesting to me. You would think that some government around the world, even in a small country or somewhere, would say, wait a minute, you know what, that's not ice crystals. What is it? And almost any country has the facilities they need to collect it, and within one day they'd know what it is. Clifford Carnicom's been on the show, Sunday show, a couple of times, and he doesn't have any resources compared to a government, and he knows what a lot of it is. You know, that's everybody who's into this stuff knows it's aluminum, barium, and strontium, toxic metal compounds, but it's also dried blood cells, which, by the way, they don't need for climate engineering, okay? They're for destruction of the biosphere. And it's got cross-domain bacteria. It's got elements that interact with the HARP systems. I mean, it's pretty serious, right? This is a ongoing chemical air raid, and none of the governments notice. Doesn't sound really very believable, right? I think they notice. They're not all that totally brain dead. And so they know that this is going on, but they're either blackmailed or bribed or threatened. Or I think in a lot of cases, I'm just saying some of them probably know what's going on. Most of them don't. I don't think the president of the U.S. or Russia know about it, because I get the feeling that they're both of the attitudes of those two presidents are actually trying to help their people, which is unheard of almost in history. I mean, it has happened, but not that much, especially now. And they never mention it. I don't think they know about it. I think a lot of really, this is what's hard for a lot of regular people to understand, is that you can be super smart, high IQ, very intelligent, very fast thinking, and have no idea about some things that are right in front of your face. And I caution people to say no against saying, well, no, that can't be, because these are smart people. I've heard a lot of criticisms of the present president in the U.S. I'm not mentioning his name, not because I forgot what his name is, but because I'd prefer not to get kicked off all the major platforms right away. And it's really tempting to just use language freely. I'm attempting not to do that, but to still convey what I need to you without using the words that the AI scanners are looking for. It's kind of like in Terminator, the first Terminator movie, when Kyle Reese is describing to Sarah Connor the world that he came from in the future. I hope some of you guys have seen it. It's a great movie. Arnold Schwarzenegger is way better in that movie than he was in real life, but at least in the second one where he was a good guy. But anyway, what I'm saying is that Reese was describing the HKs, the hunter killers that were patrolling the world that he came from. And he says, well, they're not that bright, you know. John Connor, your son, Sarah, taught us how to defeat them. And we're kind of in that same situation now, except, yeah, there probably are HKs in terms of all the drones that are flying everywhere to watch what we're doing and totally eliminate the possibility of dissent. But there's also AI bots and you know, software drones, so to speak, that are surveilling these programs, like when we try to talk about the news. And so I'm trying to strike a balance between getting to tell you everything I want to go over really fast in an hour, which is nothing for a review of a week, against trying not to mention the words that I know the AI is looking for. And so far, we're still here. If we disappear, go to real.video and lostartsradio.com and check on us there. But as I was saying, it's really easy to find, especially if you have the resources of a government, what's in the chemtrail residue. You just forget all these guys that are trying to convince you it's not true. Look, if you have time sometime, look at the sky. Those white lines behind the aircraft, those are solid particulates, mostly coming out of spray nozzles mounted on the wings or the back end of the plane or somewhere like that, or the bottom of the body. And they've got high-definition video now. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org or globalskywatch.com and you can see lots of good pictures. There's just no doubt. It's a global air raid. It really is. And most of the people are just looking at their iPads or their cell phones or something. And most of the government rulers, you know, the elected and official ones, are probably mostly just figuring out how to consolidate their power or get elected again if they're going to be voted on. And I'm sure some of them know and they're not saying. So what's going on behind that, I don't know. But it's clearly not just climate engineering. It's meant to destroy the ecosystem step by step. But it does destabilize the climate as one of its effects. And I think that is not something they're trying to avoid and cover up. They're trying to magnify it as destabilized and erratic and global warmed and global cooled and global destabilized and climate changed, as much of all of those as possible. And you can see where they're spraying. A lot of times you'll see a map, a lot of great weather maps on geoengineeringwatch.org. You can see where they're spraying. It's really hot in one place and really cold in another. Well, you know what? They're spraying in both of those places. And it's still going opposite directions for the climate temperature anyway. So what I'm saying is they're trying to make everybody panic about global warming, not ignore it. And about if they can't do global warming, they want to get you panicked about climate change. Because then, obviously, you have to do whatever the rulers say, which is right in line with the whole plan. But the stuff in there that doesn't affect climate, like the blood cells, that's got other plans. And also, for people that think that it's all for cooling, some of those plumes that have been photographed are dark colors, and those don't reflect light. So there's all kinds of other stuff going on, and theories that it's fly ash from coal and stuff. I don't know about that. I'm real familiar with what fly ash does. It may be for a base product, but lots of other stuff in there, and there's all kinds of different recipes, as our friend Russ Tanner has been on and said on the Sunday show. So this is a planetary poisoning and extinction program more than it is a climate engineering program, even though both are involved. And it's not just geoengineering. Chemical agriculture continues. Nobody was smart enough to recognize that chemicals in the soil and on the plants, and when you spray poison on them, that's not a really good idea. Nobody noticed that. at least nobody in major government positions. When you grow stuff with chemical fertilizer, which is all over the world, decades back to the Green Revolution, where they're trying to get chemical agriculture into all the third world countries, and they mostly did, it destabilizes the nutrition systems in the plants, and then the animals and people that eat them get sick and get susceptible to infectious diseases, which actually is great if you're the rulers, because then you can declare more pandemics and people are going to be terrified that some bad germ is going to come and kill them and their family. And as long as they're eating poison food and processed food and garbage food, yeah, that does make you susceptible to microorganisms. But people don't understand how those work together, and they misunderstand what Pasteur said about germs causing disease, which he retracted later on in his life, and nobody paid attention. So they've actually got people, all of us, so dumbed down that we don't see anything wrong with using chemicals on the soil supposedly needed to grow the food, with most of which, like the nitrogen, go right into the aquifers and pollute the water and make algae blooms in the oceans and lakes and stuff like that. It's completely stupid, and we're supposed to think they couldn't figure out anything better. No, that's not, it's not likely. It's probably not possible. Same thing with drug medicine, which is really closely connected to chemical agriculture. No, that's not to save the world from disease. It's to make you sick and kill you. Sorry if I sound maybe a bit extreme, you know, and you'd be told that I was being unscientific. But no, the people who are pushing things as medicine that kill you, they're being unscientific. And so we're being taught in an educational system that brings this kind of a thinking pattern that actually believes this complete nonsense. And even the people that are graduating from the PhD and the medical science curriculum and stuff like that, most of them actually believe this stuff, because then they become a doctor or a academic teacher in some agency or something, and they get everybody else to do this destructive stuff. And as far as the destructiveness of modern so-called medicine, Gary Null and Carolyn Dean, if people want to read some officially scientific thing that gives all the references for how modern medicine is killing so many people, like more than a million a year just in America right now, in the U.S., you might want to read Death by Medicine. Gary Null and Carolyn Dean. Gary Null is a PhD and Carolyn Dean's a medical doctor, and they wrote this book quite a while ago. If you can find the original version, it's the best, but it's on PDF. You don't even have to buy it. You just type it into a search engine. And if you're interested in that kind of thing, you can read that. But, you know, just think if a vitamin pill were shown to give a few people headaches, they would SWAT team the place that it was being made, and probably, you know, the people making it would be in danger of being shot. But because it's an approved toxic chemical that you're supposed to eat, and it's called medicine, which is really dumb. In fact, it's kind of insulting to anybody's intelligence to call toxic chemicals medicine. Then that's fine. They don't get in trouble generally. And if they have a fine, the attitude of the drug dealers and companies that make the drugs is that as long as they make billions of dollars and only get a few million in fines, or a few billion in fines and make 100 billion, then that's good business, and that's fine, and that's ethical by their standards. We're living in a really, you know, it would make most insane asylum seem normal. Nuclear power plants are the same thing. Einstein said it was a hell of a way to boil water, because it's mostly just boiling water by decaying nuclear material that ends up with a toxic waste that's going to last for generations. Nobody sees anything wrong with that, apparently, and the specialty people that are trained for it. And it's almost guaranteed, essentially is guaranteed, that if you wait long enough, those plants are going to have meltdowns or get hit by a storm, which almost happened in the last hurricane on the east, what I don't remember the name of that hurricane, but just a little while ago. And it was a direct hit on a nuclear power plant, or more than one. There were 14 in the general area. To design that kind of power system, you might get away with saying it was stupid on the part of the engineers who were working on it, and it's not their fault because it's their education that makes them so oblivious and blind. But the people above it are not oblivious, and they know that it has a good chance of making the world uninhabitable for any living organisms, and they're doing it anyway. They're doing it for that, actually. Especially when the fact is that clean and free power technologies have been available in recent times for at least 100 years and far, far longer in other times when civilizations were a bit more advanced on this planet than the nonsense that we have gone on now. And so the dirty energy technology polluting the planet, you can see I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, because the typical stereotype Republican thinking is great on maybe freedom and business issues, which are critically important, but terrible on most of the environmental stuff, not because they're trying to be mean. They just are oblivious to it. They can't recognize it. And the Democrats, who have gone completely insane in America now and similar in other parts of the world, they really make a big deal out of the environmental stuff, and they're terrible on freedom and, you know, do things that bring in tyranny all the time, and they're extreme racists and total insane people. But the parties are stupid and unnecessary anyway. Anybody that looks at it clearly can see that the energy technology we're using now is extremely damaging and inefficient. And if you want to look at a good perspective on it, look at what Dr. Stephen Greer has put on the internet about the clean and free energy systems that have been available for a long time and are being repressed and intimidated right at the moment. And I have some direct knowledge of that too, that inventors, aside from reverse engineering this stuff, the ones that have actually invented new clean technologies are hiding because they don't want to get killed. Stephen Greer is trying to bring them out of hiding, but he hasn't been able to do it so far. The microwave radiation is continuing to spread with the 5G system and these guys in power. It used to be the old FCC chairman Wheeler in the U.S. saying it's going to generate a lot of economic activity, and that's damn important. I think that's his exact words at the hearing that I heard. And they would throw anybody out that had any objections. And the hearing was for objections. But if they knew you had any, they'd escort you out of the room. It was pretty much similar to the process where they choose new vaccines and adjuvants and say, well, it has killed some people, but we're going to do, what do they say, post-market surveillance. So don't worry, because if it kills you, we're going to record it if we can and if we're not too busy. And it's going to be fine because we'll be able to keep track. And when there's too many people that have died, we'll stop and put something worse in and sell that one to a third world country where they don't know about it and they trust us. The microwave deal is pretty much the same, and they're trying in the U.S. and other parts of the world to take away local jurisdiction over where to put the new big towers and the small cell towers for 5G, and they're planning to put them like every few hundred feet all over the whole planet so that you can't escape. I mean, so that it's real convenient and you can download 20 movies at once. And they're making laws saying that the local jurisdictions can't decide. Well, some of the local jurisdictions in the United States are suing the federal government about that, but the ones I've talked to are saying it's because they want to decide to put it on city-owned property, for example, so they can collect some rent. I mean, they're unbelievably out of it. They don't even know or care that it's a deadly health threat, and that right now, as Balax Dones has pointed out, the 1G, the 2G, the 3G, the 4G, got to be more careful with my language, I apologize. Those are all killing all forms of life, not just humans. It's not restricted to only humans. It's killing animals, birds, insects, bees, plants, trees, everything. And 5G is going to be way worse. And if you want to read more about that, there are some great sites disseminating information on it. Actually, a lot of them. There's Scientists for Wired Technology. We had Paul G on a few months ago, and he was great. They're doing excellent work. I think they were instrumental in having some of this stopped. Sorry about that, everybody. The system decided for some strange reason that it would be better if we're not connected, but we're back for the moment. So I don't know if you heard me, but I was trying to explain to you that Scientists for Wired Technology is a really good organization to look up. I think they're in California, and they're doing what they can to help local communities resist the 5G. But the ones that I've talked to locally have said that they just want to put the transmitters, as many as possible, on city-owned property so they can get paid off for radiating their citizens. It's not like they're really brilliant as far as the health aspects are concerned. So we're trying to get that spread to the awareness of some of the least conscious people, which in most places is the representatives. That it's so weird because they're supposed to be the brightest, you know, most devoted people to serving humanity that get elected to government. And for some reason, it's working out to be usually the opposite. Also, there's an organization, a great one called Cellular Phone Task Force, with a guy named Arthur Furstenberg. And he is making a big deal out of telling people that satellites are getting ready to be launched in the hundreds or more, maybe thousands, that are going to radiate 5G from space. So it's really great. You won't even have to have a small cell tower in front of your bedroom window. The satellite will hit pretty much every square foot on the planet. And that's going to generate a lot of economic activity, to quote Mr. Wheeler. Anyway, that goes together with what they call the Internet of Things. And the Internet of Things is part of Agenda 21, which is something you might have heard of. It's, in Rosa Corey's words, it's a plan to inventory and control every living and inanimate object. I think she included the inanimate objects on the planet for total control. And the people fairly high up in the power structure understand that they want total control. Some of them a little bit higher than that understand they want population reduction. And they know that's what the injections are for, that are mandated for your children and for you. I'm not going to say the V word because I'm pretty sure we'd be gone pretty quick. But the ones above them understand that it's going to be elimination of almost the whole population. And the ones above that understand that this is a ritual sacrifice being carried out step by step, according to the numbers, with the right milestones, the right notices to the public. And they intend to exterminate life on this planet. And I'm not saying that to be negative. You know, that's totally off the point. I'm not there to kind of shake you a little bit and say, look, this is what's happening. It's really happening right now. I don't know how much time there is left, but there is a solution to this, and you don't want to wait a lot longer to get it. So anyway, the whole 5G thing is going on. The toxic food and cosmetics are going right in parallel with the toxic energy technology. Sunscreens that are cause cancer, that's not because they kind of missed it in the lab. You know, it's so hard for regular people to get beyond this program of trust of authority. But in the 1960s, it's what made that bumper sticker, you know, question authority. And that's supposed to be the whole basis of science. Whatever you think is settled and proven, you question it and you test it again and you come up with new theories, new hypotheses and new theories about what might explain things better. So all this toxic processed food is going on, and it supports the medical business beautifully. It's not a mistake. It's not because they haven't figured out how to do it right. It's completely different than that. And we still have this thing going on all over the world where the United Nations, which is a major criminal operation, you might have heard of it, started in the 1940s, And the Rockefellers donated the land and everything, which they owned, this big piece of land in New York City. I agree with the current president. Well, I more than what he says, I think the people at the top of it should be indicted for unimaginable crimes against humanity. But what that hasn't happened, obviously. They're still running free, so to speak. The current president of the U.S. has said he'll cut their funding, which is a good step, but not near far enough. And so they're pushing this idea of bringing in populations of people into mostly Western countries to overrun those countries in maximum numbers, calling them migrants and immigrants, and that's not what's going on. That's not immigration. That's invasion. And they come in, and a lot of them have a religious belief, which I will not mention on air. And it starts with a letter between, right before J in the alphabet. You can figure it out when you have time to really calculate what that might be. But this religion says that everybody who doesn't join has choices. They could join, for one thing, and in that case, that's great, everything's fine. Or if they don't join, they can become your slave, or you can kill them. See, you have lots of choices. And that religion actually says that. It's not just a weird interpretation. It's not radical. It's in the scriptures. I read them all. And they're just following that. It's not radical anything. But the media working with the UN and what's called the deep state in all countries around the world is using words and propaganda to change how you think. So you don't remember the difference between these guys who migrate and against the law, because the UN and certain funders, Soros and others, fund mass migration, they're not refugees from a place that's being bombed or anything. They come out mostly out of different parts of Africa, just what they call economic immigrants. They're not legal. The UN pushes them in, and then they follow the religion that they are a member of, and they start running over people in vehicles and stabbing you and screaming that this is for God and little things like that. And that's the whole point of it. They're supposed to do that because if they can cause enough social chaos, then the idea is that all of us will just beg for tyranny to save us from the social chaos and for the people doing the acid attacks, which is right in the same religion, or the stabbings or the car attacks or the gun attacks, which they've done too. Any kind of attack they can do. It's not an attack like in a war, except it's a war against all of the people that don't belong to their religion. And that's the ones they want to come into all the countries. And we're being told that anybody who questions that is a racist and a phobe of that religion. I'm not going to say that word. And, just a really bad person. And so they're going beyond that. I think they're actually having fun with the brainwashing, and they're using frequency weapons to actually accelerate it. And they're getting people to just hate the ones who are blocking these poor migrating babies who are just coming in. They're 3 years old. They've never done anything in their life, and they're just coming for compassion. And the mean countries that are trying to keep them out are all being run by these fascist dictators. And they think it's funny that people actually believe that and have meetings about it and go out into the street to protest and with accelerating violence to kill the people who are against these poor babies that are trying to cross the borders. It's really bizarre. It makes Alice in Wonderland look real and normal. That's going on. And the fake education continues as part of the same system in all the Western countries, at least, and I'm sure in a lot of others too, that you're taught, first of all, the kids are all forced to be in these indoctrination centers. You know, we recently had Dana Martin and David Rodriguez on live streams, and they were talking about what real education will be. Well, real education teaches you how to learn, not memorize, but actually learn stuff. So that you're becoming more conscious, more self-aware, which is the main focal point of it. Learn about yourself and you can learn about everything else. But the fake education that's going on now is memorization, and it's getting people ready to take their place in some corporate mechanism. And the best jobs are all in destroying the world in some way, and there's great benefits and a lot of prestige and good money and security, and it's a real sick system. And so it's supported also by the fake media. And they say, well, it's preparing your kids for productive places in society. It sounds wonderful to get a good job and everything, not just know this impractical knowledge, you know, but something that really works. What that means is education becomes memorization, not learning. And you learn to take orders and follow instructions. It's kind of a military type environment that Dana Martin talked about recently. And you become obedient workers and obedient consumers, eating up all this poison food so you can be a customer for the poison medical system and a client of the poison agriculture system. And it all fits together in great precision. So overseeing that at a medium level in the power structure, you've got the government corporate partnerships, and governments are at this point indistinguishable from corporations in most countries that I know of. And the idea is total surveillance, total control, which goes along with the Agenda 21 elements that they're gradually putting into place. And then damage, enslave, and kill the people. It's a pretty clear plan. It's very, very well organized. It's not sloppy at all. The people who say this couldn't exist because, look, Congress in whatever country can't even make a decision, that's the sideshow that's supposed to distract you. Those aren't the people in charge. The fake scientists, it doesn't matter what they think. They're just actors, like the fake weathermen. They don't have any power over anything without the consent of the people above them. So going through that interesting little scenario of all those things happening, what do you think is the number one threat to the survival of humanity? If somebody asked you, or you're on a game show, right, and you can win a whole bunch of money, what do you choose? You got a lot of great crises to choose from. Arguments exist in favor of every one of those things that we went through, saying that they're the main problem facing the world. But I would say something a little bit different. If you step back from the whole thing and you look what Balak's, I think that's still safe to say, refers to as a 35,000-foot view, it's not any of those things. It's lack of consciousness, clearly, because if people had self-awareness, really, and were wide awake and focused and conscious and saw all these things, not as super-trained specialists, which are in graduate school and medical school, you're trained to not know the context of what you do know about. That's, so you're a specialist in a little tiny area, and then tinier the more impressive, and you know everything about practically nothing. And then if it's something comes up outside of that, you send the patient or the client or the customer to the other specialist. None of those specialists really knows at all what's going on because they're specialists. So that's the problem. We've all become specialists, and we've memorized stuff that we're supposed to know, and we think what we memorized is what we know, and it's not. Because what if you memorized it? What if what you memorized is wrong? Well, then not only do I not know anything, which would be better actually, but I know stuff. It's, who was that? Andy Rooney or Mark Twain or somebody said, it's not what you don't know that hurts you, but what you do know for sure that just ain't so. That was his words, and I wish I knew for sure which guy it was. But so it's, in my opinion, it's the lack of consciousness. Because if you had consciousness, how could you work for the destruction of other people intentionally, trying to poison them or kill them or steal their children like a CPS worker? How could you do that if you had any consciousness? And if you CPS workers are listening, I'm talking to you and everybody else, because CPS isn't the only one doing the crimes right now, but they are doing a lot of them. If you become self-aware and you realize, wait a minute, what my bosses are telling me, that's not true. These kids I'm kidnapping are not in danger from their parents. Their parents are trying to refuse to poison them or something like that. So we're kidnapping them? Any person doing that who got any consciousness, that would be their last day on that job. Or they would be in the job and try to work from the inside of it to change what was happening inside that structure. Same thing if they're working inside, you know, developing new drugs. Dr. Labo was on the show not too long ago, and she had a friend that was working for a big pharmaceutical expert company, and they were developing the latest wonderful miracle pharmaceutical drugs, and he was coming up with all these possible chemicals that could be used, and they would never get accepted. And finally he went to the boss and said, "Why are you not accepting these candidate drugs, they call them? I've checked and they don't hurt people very much. They do a little bit because they're all dangerous. But they don't kill too many people and they look like they might cover up the symptom that you want to cover up, make the person unaware of what's going on. So you should like them." And the boss literally said, "If you want any of your chemicals accepted to become considered for serious drugs, they have to have an appropriate side effect profile. In other words, they got to make the patient really sick, or at least undermine the basic systems of the body. Or else, what's the point? Don't you realize that it's all about profit?" Which is only true in the corporate level. It's not true on the upper levels at all, like we've said. But within the corporation, yeah. It's just all about profit and the excitement of the prestige and the bonuses and you get to fly around in the company jets and stuff. And how are you going to do that if you invent a medicine that doesn't really mess people up? But as I was saying, if you were conscious, you couldn't do that. Something would, you know, warning bells would go off in your system and you would not do it. It's like Joe Bannister, you know, tells a story how he was an enforcement agent for the IRS in California, I believe it was. And he saw an ad in some newspaper. It might have been from Sherry Jackson or somebody like that. And it said $50,000 to anybody that can prove that you are obligated legally to pay income taxes. And he said, "Oh, another one of these idiots. I hope they really have the $50,000 because I'm going to collect it the first day." And he started looking for the statute because he was an enforcer after all. He was taking people's houses and stuff. And he spent a few weeks and he couldn't find it, and spent longer than that and he still couldn't find it. He thought, "This is really bizarre. And it's not going to look really good for us when we're taking people's businesses and homes. We don't take their kids. We give that to CPS. But we are taking their property. And we really should know where the law is that they have to pay their personal income tax." So he went to the boss and said, "I really need some help finding the exact statute." And Joe is a really good researcher, and he couldn't find it. And the boss fired him. Because higher up in the organization, they know about it. And it's just on the mid-level that they don't. So the conscious people, if they really figured out the connections to all this, which they would know if they're self-aware on a deep level, they would know that if you're a newscaster, for example, making millions of dollars a year because you got just the right attitude, not like me in a $20 studio with totally unprofessional everything, but like the really fancy guys and women who are come across like real authorities, and they have just the right attitude, condescending, and they use enough words that you can't figure out, but they use enough so that you can kind of follow, and they make fun of the right people, and they incite division and racism and all that, and they get paid a lot of money. If they knew the horror that they were part of causing, and that they knew it would come back and engulf them too, because we're all connected, they couldn't do that. That's why I'm saying the consciousness is the issue. The high up rulers that are doing the harm consciously and intentionally, they think stuff like the Golden Rule and whatever name you call it, you know, doing good unto others, and even as was quoted in the Bible, doing good to the people who are trying to hurt you, you still defend yourself. Yes, okay, I'm not against firearms rights and all that, but in fact, I think they're essential, but your attitude is what comes across, and you try to do good to the people who are even trying to hurt you. That's not because it's a belief system. It's not because it shows you belong to the right religion or something. It's because on a deep level, consciousness is controlling how nature works, and it brings things back to us that we put out to others. So it's not like some really nasty God figure has to punish you. It's way, way more sophisticated, and your own consciousness is moment by moment arranging what lessons you need to go through by what you do. But not very many know about that. They've gone through the educational system, and they memorize this stuff. And they just know that they're on the winning team, and they have to destroy people, and that's how they make their money and get their position. On the victim side, that's where all of us are living down here in the general population. How could anybody, as a victim, fall for any of this stuff, any of these scams? Like what we've talked about with Dara Berger on the live stream that we did, how people have the idea that you inject poison in order to be healthy and not get diseases. That's not brilliant, you guys. And I know there are millions who believe it. There's no evidence of that. And there's so much harm caused by it. It's not just the ridiculous poisons they're putting in the injections now. See, I'm not saying the V word, that's really good. At least I'm doing that. But you go back to 1799 or so when Jenner was doing the same nonsense and started injecting poison into people to so they'd be immune for smallpox, and then a whole bunch of them died from it. The whole idea is really stupid, and it hasn't worked. It sometimes changes a healing crisis of the body that shows symptoms, and it represses it, so it comes out in a different, usually more serious way. But as far as making anybody healthy, it doesn't. Why would anybody who's self-conscious risk nuclear power for electric power? It would be completely insane. Why would any of us as consumers be attracted to virtual reality and a screen if we're in touch with nature and ourselves? Why would we believe any of the nonsense that they're pushing of racism, fighting each other because of skin color or what country your ancestors came from? Are you serious? Or because somebody's a man or a woman, you hate them because of that? The authorities who have put out this kind of propaganda must be thinking it's really amusing to see how dumb we all are that we would ever fall for that stuff, that we would ever be impressed by false authority figures that are saying nonsense, or science saying the science is settled, this really ridiculous, obviously false thing is true because we say it is and the science is settled, and here's our degrees. So you can't question that or you're anti-science. How could anybody believe that toxic chemicals are medicine? Or the kind of stereotype heroes we've got that are the fastest killers, men or women, are the best heroes in the movies. Or entrapping kids in public indoctrination called education. Forced illegal invasion of people who are going to come in and destroy your country. That's compassionate. That's really dumb, you guys. It's not. Any belief system or religion that said God wants murder. Not brilliant. And one little side note on that, too. Some of the people who started these belief systems that God wants you to murder the people that are subhuman, in other words, they're not part of your religion, some of them sincerely believe that. The person who is the founder of this main religion that's doing that nowadays was apparently a really good man. And he met a very impressive person who was this light being, probably no physical body at all. This is in the realm of what people call miracles. And people tend to think, whoa, this is a miracle. Anything coming out of that must be right, must be true. that's a really hard way to learn the lesson when millions of people die from the belief system that that wonderful being taught you. But it shows that common sense, along with consciousness, is missing from this picture, and we really need it. You know, how would anybody in America or anywhere else go along with demonizing Russia, the leadership of which has shown saint-like restraint when they've been attacked and terrorized by Western-backed forces, and they haven't gone and started a nuclear war? Demonizing the current president of the U.S. is similar. I mean, for anybody that's got perception and sight, his motivation is really good, and he's done some wonderful things under impossible resistance. Now, there's still some big areas where he doesn't understand yet and is making some big mistakes. When he was demonizing the president of Syria, that was a huge mistake, and it was a big crime when he sent missiles into that country. You don't do that to sovereign countries. You don't use force other than in defense. That's why it's called the Department of Defense. It used to be called the Department of War, but they thought, well, maybe people will realize, since we intend to start all these preemptive wars, that that might not be so good. So let's call it the Department of Defense. It was the early stages of propaganda. It should really be defense. But even though the current president in America has made some big mistakes, he's way ahead of the ones we've had before. And he was in the United Nations recently, and he gave a wonderful speech that you probably might want to listen to. And it was about sovereignty. And a lot of people, in a very idealistic way, think there should be no borders. We should all just be really happy family. And underneath, we are. But if you have some countries that are still following the religion or the belief that everybody who disagrees should die, and you try to have an open border policy with those guys, it's not going to turn out well. And so what the U.S. president is proposing instead, not just for the U.S., but for every country, is honor the respective traditions, economics, and cultures of every country individually, and then have them all hopefully cooperate, but from points of complete independence and sovereignty. Because almost every country on Earth is rich in natural resources. And if they want to, they don't have to steal all that from the people with the central bank system, which is another giant scam, which is going on right now. I didn't even mention that. They could, at the time that each one is ready to understand, they could start making their country great again, which is the whole, there's nothing terrible about making your country great again. It's a really good idea. It means respect for the individual, prosperity for everybody who wants to participate, and individual freedom. Now, I think there has to be a caveat on that. If you want to produce poison like Monsanto and Bayer do, or even the chemical fertilizers, really should all be phased out. And the toxic body care products, that doesn't fall under the description of individual freedom, because you're producing something to hurt everybody else. That's not legitimate freedom. But anything that you do want to do to make money or work for somebody else in a project that's going to help people, then yeah, make as much money as you want. Money's not evil at all, in spite of what we've been programmed to think. But the opposition party in the U.S. has gone completely criminal and insane, and is just trying to block everything. There's been a big charade in the U.S. this week on trying to vote whether or not to confirm the Supreme Court nominee. I got to talk really fast because we got like 4.5 minutes left. And he seems to be a real good person to me. I have some reservations because he was working closely with Bush, who was a major criminal president in the past. But he's an extremely fastidious, careful, ethical person. Incredible background in studying, good judgment. And they're bringing up these women who say he's a rapist or something like that, and they have no evidence. And it happened decades ago. But they're sure he did it. And then they name witnesses, and the witnesses all say it didn't happen. And they say, well, that's okay, don't worry about that. Here's another woman, and the same thing happens again. It's completely ridiculous. And most of the party that's supposed to support the president doesn't even do that. They say, well, let's delay it. And it's critical that he gets somebody in who's going to be a good justice on the Supreme Court, because what he's going to have to do to remove all the criminals in government is going to be intense. And if he doesn't get the support, it might not work. And it could go back to the U.S. being dragged straight down to the detriment of the whole world. So the president really needs to break free of his criminal advisors and stop demonizing and attacking Russia and Syria and realize those would be good alliances to have and develop them. He's got the right attitude. He seriously wants to help the country. But there's a lot of stuff he doesn't know, particularly environmental things and energy-related technology issues and stuff like that. But there, on the positive side, there are freedom-oriented groups, sovereignty-oriented groups starting up all over the world, even in Iran, where I have lots of friends from Iran that are great people. The history of Persia before it was overcome by the current religion that's dominating and controlling it was really great. They refer to somebody called Cyrus the Great, who did all these wonderful things for people in the country. And there's a group trying to get Iran started again. It's called Restart. And they want to make Iran great again. And this is exactly what the president of the U.S. wants. And they're trying to escape from the rule of the current religion that is enslaving all of them right now. So there's really good things coming up. Consciousness is rising. The main message is from all that we're not weak, insignificant, powerless, helpless. The hidden key, which is the biggest secret that the rulers are trying everything they can, including all this terrible stuff that we just went through. The main purpose of that is so that your attention will be caught up in condemning other people who don't believe the right thing. Maybe they're the wrong country or the wrong religion or the wrong philosophy, or that they have a different skin color, or they're too old or too young, or the wrong gender or something. You're supposed to be busy hating those people or the wrong political party, so that time goes by and the destruction agenda under Agenda 21 and the higher agendas above that can keep going and be completed before you wake up and figure out, oh, wait a minute, all this fighting that we were doing over non-essentials, that was really stupid, and we wasted all of our time. And if you're in the power structure of one of the rulers, it's worse than wasting your time. You're creating a really bad future for yourself, and you might want to reconsider that. So if you realize how much power for healing you of yourself and even global situations that you as a single individual are carrying, remember that Einstein said the hidden power in one atom is enough to recreate the whole universe if it were ever released. And that's nothing compared to the power in you and every single other person. So you don't have to wait for anybody. If you decide you want to become awake, it's not reciting the problems in the world, it's self-awareness. And if start with your health and take it from there, not with drugs and poison, but the real ways. Learn about it, learn everything, because you're the hidden solution that everybody was waiting for. It's really you. It's not somebody else. So some of us are going to be fortunate enough to start realizing that, and what we do is going to determine the future. So I just encourage you, don't be discouraged by anything. Use every second. Thanks for the time. I really appreciate you letting me be with you for an hour. And don't forget the Sunday show tomorrow night. And it's going to be David Rodriguez. And I'll see you next week. Have a great week. Thank you.